is now time to find out who is our December Teacher of the Month for the Katy Country and Mad Rock Teacher of the Year program. We do want to thank our sponsors, Pediatric Dentistry of Sherman, Knight Furniture and Mattress, and Culpepper Plumbing, Heat, and Air. And ladies and gentlemen, our December Teacher of the Month from BMAC in Denison, it's Sarah Uten. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I've always wanted to say BMAC.
Yes.
Do y'all actually call it B. McDaniel, or do y'all call it BMAC?
Well, we call it BMAC, but you can't say B-M-A-C.
Okay, it's B-M-C.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
B space, big M, little C.
Correct.
All right, so Sarah, tell us what you do over there at BMAC, M-C, not M-A-C.
There you go. I'm a fifth grade science teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
On the dream team.
Okay, so I have a fifth grader.
Okay.
So we can relate to some stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So fifth grade, what is something that you have to do every single day when you go in the classroom to connect with these fifth graders? Because as I know, it can be a little difficult, 10 and 11-year-olds.
So now it's bruh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If I'm telling them something that's very important, I have to make sure and say no cap.
Okay.
So, you know, things like that.
No cap?
No cap.
Okay.
Like if it's like, is this going to be on the test? No cap. Yes. Like,
what is that?
I need you, like, no lie.
Okay. All right.
I'm being for real.
So if I say no cap to my fifth grader, he's going to know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, clean your room. No cap.
No cap.
Like, he knows you mean business.
Okay, cool. I'm learning
so,
a lot
here.
I
mean, listen, every day my repertoire of slang gets greater and greater.
I imagine you're able to have some fun with the humor aspect of connecting with his fifth graders when it comes to all these science projects and these experiments.
Absolutely. They beg me every day, when's the next time we're going to the lab? When are we getting dirty? What are we doing?
Yeah.
We just finished making fossils, and they got to excavate them and all that. So, yeah, my job is fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is Sarah Uten. She is a fifth grade science teacher over at BMAC, Denison ISD. She is our December Teacher of the Month. So did you just always know growing up that you wanted to be a teacher, or was this something you just like, oh, I guess I'll give this a try? Now you've been doing this for a while.
So when I was in high school, I wanted to be a wildlife photographer.
Okay.
I wanted to be the people that go out and photograph for National Geographic and things like that. But then I was like, that's probably not the best thing for a family to be gone all the time. And so this was kind of the next best thing. And I had really excellent teachers growing up, and so it was kind of, I wanted to be that for somebody else.
So do you have any advice for anybody that is wanting to be a teacher, or maybe that's a young teacher, something that you've learned over your teaching career?
Just keep persevering.
Survive.
And it used to be like year one and year two are your survival years. Now I think it's probably years one through five.
Mm.
I really think you got to get a good 5 years under your belt before you feel comfortable in this thing and you've gotten your relationship building skills down good. It's a hard job. It really is.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this just something like, you know, is it because of like things like the pandemic that have made things a little bit more challenging?
Yeah. I don't think that teaching is going to ever be the same because of going through that. I mean, we've got kids that missed out on not only academics, but the social aspect of it. And so it's going to take a really good, probably decade or so before everybody's caught back up to that time that they missed.
All right, this is Sarah Uten. She is a fifth grade science teacher,
bruh.
BMAC at Denison ISD. So kind of tell me about the atmosphere at BMAC. I know that I always admire what Denison ISD does because y'all just seem like y'all are close, knit family, and they're just always just having a fun time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we are very family-oriented, so our entire district feels like a family. I actually went to school at B. McDaniel.
Okay.
And so it's neat to be back. Mr. Dunlap was my principal when I was at the high school, so it's all kind of come full circle. It's a lot of fun. The kids are hilarious. I have been doing this for 19 years, and fifth and sixth grade kids are just the peak of moldability. I mean, they are coming, every day is different, and they're going through all these changes. It's fun. It is definitely fun.
Now, you mentioned the word bruh, because my oldest son says that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the shirt that says, for moms that are like, I went from mom or mommy, mom, now to bruh?
Yeah, it's in my closet.
It's in
I own it. it's there.
Yeah, I got that shirt. Uh-huh. Oh, that is hilarious. All right, Sarah Uten, our December Teacher of the Month for the Mad Rocking Katy Country Teacher of the Year program. Of course, we want to thank Pediatric Dentistry of Sherman, Knight Furniture and Mattress, and Culpepper Plumbing, Heat, and Air. So not only, Sarah, do you get $750, I don't know if you knew that or not.
That is awesome.
That's perfect this time of year. But you're now eligible for our Teacher of the Year that we award at the end of the school year. So if you're our Teacher of the Year, you get another $750.
Sweet.
And I've been told that if you add those two together, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
All right, Sarah Uten, our December Teacher of the Month, BMAC over at Denison ISD. And, of course, if there's a teacher that has impacted your life or your kiddo's life, please nominate them, okay? We need your help in rewarding excellence in the classroom. What you can do is go to our website to nominate a teacher today at katycountry.com or going to madrock1025.com.